roaches crocheted together with cobwebs. The taps are so rusted they don't turn. No janitor has chilled in this closet for a very long time. They have a new lounge and supply room by the loading dock. All the girls avoid it because of the way they stare and whistle softly when we walk by. This closet is abandoned. It has no purpose, no name. It is the perfect place for me. I steal a pad of late passes from Hair Woman's desk. I feel much, much better. Devils Destroy. Not only is the homecoming pep rally going to spring me from algebra, it will be a great time to clean up my closet. I brought some sponges from home. No need to goof off in filth. I want to smuggle in a blanket and some potpourri, too. My plan is to walk toward the auditorium with the rest of the crowd, then duck in a bathroom until the coast is clear. I would have made it past the teachers with no problem, but I forgot to factor in Heather. Just as the escape bathroom comes into sight, Heather calls my name, runs up, and grabs my arm. She is bursting with Merryweather pride, all perk and pep and purple. And she assumes I am just as happy and excited as she is. We troop down for the brainwashing, and she can't stop talking. Heather, this is so exciting! A pep rally! I made extra pom-poms. Here, have one. We'll look great during the wave. I bet